In the news for Friday, 7th of October 2022, voting for the 2022 local body elections closes tomorrow, Saturday, at midday. Official advice is to hand your votes into the council office before that time, as they won't be counted if they go into the postal service. The voting returns for our district had been very low over the last few days, but took a big jump yesterday, with the totals now much closer but still behind recent elections, as they have been around the country this year. Votes will be tallied up by 5 p.m. on Saturday, when candidates will be informed of the results prior to making them public. Some will have a nervous wait for a week as special votes are counted up, though, based on previous experience, but also based on the amount of voting papers that didn't arrive at their proper addresses this year. It's very likely that some results will change. There was a very low turnout at the recent Board of Trustees election for Raglan Area School, with votes averaging about 70 per candidate. Current board chair Lisa Thompson has returned, while Sean Atkinson, Sonia Drysdale, David Duffin and Stephen Frew are newcomers to the board. And back to the council, they voted yesterday on the alcohol bylaw and hopes for extending the closing time for venues in Raglan were dashed, as they've been kept at 1 a.m. And Raglan Naturalist Treaty of Waitangi workshop has a new date. It will be held on Saturday, the 5th of November, in the Town Hall Supper Room. The cost is $20, and participants will get a historical overview, comparison with the English version, relevance to modern Aotearoa, and also advice for job seekers about how to handle questions about Te Tiriti at job interviews. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 7th of October, 2022.